This is Coda, Just a Taste, a band of vampire AU, written by Her Love Was a Joke and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Brendan Urie, Ryan Ross, and is part 12 of the Screaming Down the Starlit Sky universe. For any information about the previous 11 stories, as well as author's warnings and content note, please check out the introductory post on my live journal. Logically, Ryan knew that just letting Brendan have his way wasn't the best of ideas. In fact, it was probably the worst idea he'd ever had. When dealing with Brendan, he'd learned right from the beginning that digging his heels in was really the only way to bring them to a happy, middle-of-the-road arrangement they could both live with. Otherwise, all the compromise came from Ryan's end. It really was too bad that Ryan was about to ruin all he'd managed to gain with Brendan over the last 8 months. He didn't put up any kind of fight when Brendan woke him from a nap on the couch of their suite in the brand new dandy safe house. He didn't even put up a token protest, which was something Ryan should probably be a little ashamed of. It was just... He blinked awake to find Brendan leaning over him, looking obviously pleased with whatever plans he'd made. Good things had a history of happening when Brendan had that look in his eyes. It would be worth a few weeks of needing to recondition the vampire into doing simple, considerate things. Things like asking and giving Ryan space when he needed it. Ryan didn't ask where they were going. The expression on Brendan's face, the coy smile, the playful eyes, told him that it was meant to be a surprise. Ryan clicked his seatbelt in and held tightly to the nylon strap across his chest. Given the way Brendan drove, he hoped he'd still be alive when they got to their destination. That was a stop sign, Ryan pointed out. On account of the intersection? Brendan pretended not to hear. The needle on the speedometer inched a little bit higher. After a short drive, they pulled up in front of one of the more expensive hotels in the city. It wasn't the one they'd stayed at after the first dandy house burned, and Ryan was just fine with that. He'd never felt comfortable there again. Not after the hoods burned that, too. The damage had been minimal, and the dandies just moved down 2 floors while the smoke and soot was cleaned up. But Ryan had never forgotten the frantic run down 15 flights of stairs. The suite Brendan led him to was gorgeous, all polished wood and rich fabric. As Ryan stood in the doorway, he couldn't help but think that it probably cost more in one night than he made in an entire month. Sometimes it made him uncomfortable, the way Brendan threw money around like it was nothing. Ryan didn't let it get to him, refused to feel awkward and strange, when what he needed more than anything else was a few hours of relaxation, like a mini-vacation. He made the rounds of the suite in silence, taking in the huge, fully stocked kitchen and incredible bathroom with a tub and a shower that were easily big enough for 3 or 4. He touched everything he could get his hands on, taking it all in with wide, curious eyes. Ryan could feel Brendan's gaze on him, but the vampire didn't say anything, just sat in one of the chairs near the window, watching him quietly. Ryan was grateful for that. Having so much in front of him was a new experience. Brendan's own rooms in the dandy house weren't this elaborate. Eventually, he came back into the main room, standing uncertainly in the doorway, watching as a small smile spread across Brendan's face. At one time, Ryan might have thought that Brendan set this up so Ryan would owe him. But tonight, the look in his eyes didn't suggest that. He was happy that Ryan was so in awe of everything. It was an open expression, an honest one. And Ryan was suddenly a little shocked to realize that this was the first time Brendan let him see something like that since this whole thing started between them. This wasn't a hushed confession in bed, eyes averted as Brendan talked about his family. This was bold, out in the open. It made Ryan want to return the favor. He was slow to push away from the doorway, to cover the distance to where Brendan sat by the window. The heavy drapes were open just a little, the streetlights throwing an almost yellow glow into the room. Ryan thought about closing them, but decided against it. There was something else to do, something far more important. He reached out, taking one of Brendan's hands between the both of his. He lightly trailed his fingers across the thin skin over the veins of Brendan's wrist, before slowly, deliberately, pressing a kiss against the palm. Ryan then placed Brendan's hand firmly on his hip. He'd entertained the thought more than once, had let himself get lost in daydreams about it. But Ryan had never been able to figure out how to ask for it. It just seemed so intimate, even more than blood claims and sex. He thought back to the open look in Brendan's eyes, and suddenly wanted it more than he could say. It was just a taste, right? There was nothing to worry about. Ryan met Brendan's eyes and raised his free hand, letting his fingertips rest against his collarbone. The sound of the zipper on his hoodie being pulled down was loud in the otherwise silent room. His breath hitched a little, but Brendan thankfully didn't call attention to it. It made it easier to pretend he wasn't afraid, and turned on, both at the same time. He had no idea how to proceed. Spencer hadn't really explained much about it, and Ryan hadn't wanted to pry. Not when Spencer went a little pink-cheeked at the very mention of what he'd let John do. Ryan's fingers moved up a little, fingertips resting just on the edge of his pulse point. Brendan's eyes tracked the movement, and Ryan felt his heart beat faster at the thought of how hyper-aware the vampire was of the beating of his heart, the circulation of his blood. Ryan almost wished Brendan could read minds, so he wouldn't have to say anything. But Brendan got a weird satisfaction from hearing him speak, from knowing Ryan wanted something enough to give voice to it. He took a deep breath and nodded a bit, his hand sliding around to cup his neck. Brendan, he managed, hearing his lover make a soft sound in response. How do you even go around asking someone to bite you anyway? Did you feed tonight? You're cold. Brendan made to pull away, and Ryan grew a little desperate, knowing he'd somehow fucked up the moment and not quite sure how to put it back to rights. He felt every one of his 18 years then, the inexperience of a life not yet lived, and he did the only thing he knew how to do. He held on. He wrapped his fingers around Brendan's and squeezed, hoping that he would just wait, just let him catch his breath and learn how to ask for what he wanted. He let out a small sigh of relief when Brendan stopped, surprised by the way Ryan's fingers were digging into his wrist. "Ryan," he began, pausing when he caught sight of the desperation on Ryan's face. "Brendan, you need to feed, right? I mean, you have to, and I don't want you to leave." "Oh," Brendan said, as he gently twisted his wrist out of Ryan's grasp. It freaked Ryan out a little, but the vampire didn't try to get up. He just fixed his boy with a serious look. It was such a far cry from that honest, admiring look of earlier that Ryan almost wanted to cry. "I won't be your obligation," Brendan said finally. He shook his head, falling silent for a moment. "You have no idea," he continued eventually, his hands coming up to stroke at Ryan's throat, fingers dancing over the fluttering pulse points on either side. "No idea how incredible it can be when someone worships you, when it's not just about food." He grew quiet once more, almost lost in thought. "You'd be beautiful, Ryan. Gorgeous," he said softly. Ryan shivered a bit, both at the way Brendan was still petting him and at the words which were echoing in his head. It sounded nice, really nice, and not scary at all. "It's not," he choked out, stopping to draw in a deep breath. "It's not obligation, Brendan. I've been thinking about it for a while," he admitted softly. Spencer seemed to like it. To like it a lot. And, well, he was willing to try. Brendan made it sound good. "Please, Brendan?" Ryan asked. There was a fluttery feeling in his stomach, and he was surprised to realize just how invested he was in Brendan's answer. He wanted this, wanted to know what it would feel like, if it would be anything like the way Spencer described it. That intoxicating feeling of being connected to someone in the most primal way imaginable. "I want to do this," he added, "with you." He ran his fingers across Brendan's bottom lip, watching with fascination as the vampire's lips parted, and he was free to trace the edge of one sharp fang. Ryan shifted his finger, just enough to prick the tip. If he couldn't sway Brendan with words, maybe that would help. Brendan's mouth closed over Ryan's finger, sucking hard enough that Ryan could feel the blood being drawn from the small cut. Brendan's eyes were closed, a rapturous expression on his face as his tongue prodded at the wound, trying to encourage it to bleed more freely. His eyes opened then, and the lust in them was so strong that it took Ryan's breath away. "Come here," Brendan said, once he let Ryan's fingers slip from between his lips. He helped Ryan climb up onto the chair and get comfortable in his lap. "So incredible," Brendan murmured against Ryan's lips. He kissed Ryan slowly, his hands coming up to frame the boy's face. Ryan pulled away from the kiss first and tilted his head to the side, offering Brendan the long line of his throat. He licked his lips, able to taste Brendan and, distantly, his own blood. That thought alone was enough to make him moan, and Brendan kissing his neck, sucking hard enough to leave a mark, didn't help either. He squirmed in Brendan's lap, earning a gasp from the vampire when their hips lined up just right. Brendan's arms tightened around Ryan's body, hands fisting in the back of Ryan's shirt. It was such a needy reaction Ryan couldn't help but smile and wriggle closer. Brendan's hips rolled up into the weight of the boy in his lap, and the friction was so good that Ryan made a sweet little sound of encouragement. He did his best not to freeze when he felt Brendan's teeth set just against his throat. Not trying to break the skin, but just letting Ryan get used to the sensation before it actually happened. He wanted this, wanted it so much. Ryan couldn't imagine Brendan stopping because he was getting mixed signals. "Please," his voice broke on the word. "Please," he repeated, softer this time. He was going to start shaking, he wanted it so bad. He had no dignity in that moment, didn't even care that he was begging for it. Brendan's teeth bit down, slicing through skin and vein. His arms held Ryan still, stopping him from jerking away and making the wound too deep. Ryan couldn't help the little whimper he made as Brendan's teeth broke through the skin. It hurt. And really, that was probably the stupidest reaction he could possibly have had. Of course it was going to hurt. There were now two holes in his throat, in the big artery under his skin. He whimpered again as Brendan's mouth sealed over the wound, and he sucked deeply. Brendan's hands began petting at his back, slipping under his shirt to touch his overheated skin. That felt nice, and so did the way his arms tightened around Ryan's body, holding him even more securely. Ryan wrapped his arms around Brendan's shoulders and held on just as tightly, feeling some of the tension slowly start to ebb. Maybe it was the blood loss, or maybe vampires had some weird mojo when they fed. But it wasn't so bad after a while. It still burned a bit, his skin feeling tight and almost on fire. But there was so much else to focus on. He could feel the draw all over his body, his limbs, his fingers and toes, and just about everywhere else tingled with it. It was heady, almost intoxicating. And knowing that Brendan's skin was slowly warming, all because of him, made it that much stronger. Maybe they'd do this again. Brendan's mouth always felt nice, no matter where it was. But Ryan thought he could certainly get addicted to having it at his throat. He moaned every time Brendan began to suck, shivered whenever his tongue would lap at the wound on his neck. When Brendan kissed at the torn skin, Ryan whispered his name, his hands tightening in the vampire's hair. God, it felt good. Despite everything, despite the initial pain and the distant fear that Brendan might accidentally take too much. There needed to be so much trust for this to work. Ryan was shocked to realize that he had it in him, had most likely had it all along. Brendan pulled away much sooner than Ryan wanted him to. He licked at the wound until the blood finally began to clot. And then he pulled away, tucking Ryan against his shoulder. Ryan sat there with his eyes closed for several long moments, drawing in deep, shuddering breaths. He could still feel it. Brendan's mouth, his tongue, the way he'd sucked gently at first and then stronger. God, Ryan was always going to feel it. It was never going to go away. That scared him a little. The thought that all he'd have to do to call up such strong memories would be to close his eyes and let the images come. He wanted to do it again, didn't want it to ever stop. He couldn't imagine what it would be like if they never did this again. It left him dizzy just trying to picture it. Inevitably, it led to other thoughts, scenarios far in the future. In some of them, Ryan wasn't always human. He wasn't entirely upset by the thought, either. Brendan drew blunt teeth over Ryan's throat again, not far from the neat little puncture marks, and Ryan shuddered. There was this hot feeling under his skin, pooling low in his belly, and that was more familiar, less scary than contemplating eternity in dandy dress. "Please," Ryan said softly, his eyelashes fluttering up as he opened his eyes. "Brendan, take me to bed." That he could handle. The rest, he'd have to think about. The end.
Can't survive this anymore. Careful not to stain the floor. All the voices screaming into my head, telling me she'd be better off dead. Feel like crying, crying all of the time. Couldn't see. Kind of feels like I'm drowning with everybody watching me. I don't know what it's like, oh, what it's like, oh, what it's like.